You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML.
I have a room filled with high school students. They are
Kendall Boone from Sonora High School, Rachel Davis with Sonora High School, Trenton Bell, Somerville High School, Caitlin Tucker, Somerville High School, and Zach Dickerson from Don Pedro High School, all talking about the FFA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Last year, the FFA hosted the first ever Tuolumne County Farm-to-Table Dinner, and you're going to do it again this year. Do all of you know each other?
Yes.
Okay.
Very well.
Have you all visited each other's campuses?
No.
I have.
That was Zach. Zach has been from Don Pedro High School. Zach has been to the other two campuses.
Not a lot of people have been to your campus, Zach. Do you feel a little left out?
A little bit. Not much, though.
All right. With the three different high schools represented, is there any animosity here between any of you?
With the sports team, you know, Somerville and Sonora, we kind of have a rivalry. But when it comes to FFA, we're a big group, and we're kind of like a family.
You're in this together.
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel or Kendall, let's talk about the Wildcat Ranch and what it is that you do at just off Tuolumne Road.
So we have 138 acres out there, and right now we have about 50 chickens that we're raising for the farm to table. And different students have been going out there every morning and every night before and after school, taking care of them as a part of their SAE project for FFA.
SAE is a supervised agricultural experience where kids usually will invest their own money into a project to gain a profit back. And sometimes the schools will have that to where kids can go ahead and use that in order to earn degrees like their Green Hand degree or state degree or even the American degree.
And Zach, do you have any animals over at Don Pedro High School or a farm?
Yeah, we actually have chickens, just 25. That we're raising also for this event that's coming up, but we have our own personal chickens as well. Besides for livestock, what Don Pedro mainly does is we have an orchard.
Trenton Bell or Caitlin Tucker, what do you have over at Somerville High School?
We have about 40 chickens that we're raising for the farm to fork dinner, and we have
a donkey.
Rabbits.
We also have a donkey.
Really?
Named Donita.
And where is this located?
On our high school campus.
But I've never seen a donkey or chickens over at the campus
so
before.
So when you get to our campus, it's our school, but then you have to go up this really steep hill that we all have to get a workout for just to get up there. But we have all of our animals up there. We have three different barns. We have pigs, and we used to have goats, but we ate them. And we have chickens, chicken coop, and all that.
Rachel Davis or Kendall Boone from Sonora High School, why is FFA important to you?
FFA is important to me because there's so many like opportunities like that are open. Like when you're in FFA, like you can go to leadership conferences, you meet new people all the time, and you just grow as a person being in FFA.
Caitlin Tucker, you actually traveled to Australia last year. Tell me about that.
Yes, I did. It was an amazing experience. There was a group of about six of us who went out there as ag ambassadors to kind of get FFA out there. So, like, I guess you could call it Future Farmers of Australia if you wanted to get into it. But we went and talked to the schools about, like, what it is and how you can start it because they have, like, their own ag over there, but it's not as in-depth as ours. So, like, they have, like, cattle mostly, and they just show, but they don't have the FFA aspect.
Zach, you're very well spoken. Why is FFA important?
FFA is a leadership organization for young students, not just across America, but around the world as well. And I know some places like Japan and Mexico, they also have their own FFA program that they have had for a while now. And as Caitlin was saying, they are now expanding it out to Australia. So this is an organization that will provide benefits to the students and help them succeed in whatever branch of life they really want to succeed in.
All right. So the second annual Farm to Table Dinner is going to take place on
February 17th.
And that kicks off National FFA Week. Is this a local fundraiser that you're going to be able to utilize the local funds raised at this dinner?
Yes. So the profit's going to be split between the three schools. We all three have different projects we've been working on, and depending on how much we pull through is how much you'll get back. So the ticket sales, the dinner itself, and then we have two different live auctions, and we'll be getting donations, and that all brings into profit for the chapters in Tuolumne County.
The money will come back to our groups, and each group has money that they're using for different purposes.
Okay.
Like the Somerville FFA, it'll go to our SAS group, which is our parent group, And what they do is after fair every year, they'll give us back money for raising our animals. Like they put the icing on the cake for us. And so they're going to use a portion of this money just to give back to the local fair kids and local students.
The dinner takes place at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Tickets are on sale now. How do we get a hold of tickets?
Any of the schools, we will have them on sale, depending which school's closest to you. Some of the students, if you see an FFA student or know of one, they can contact their teachers and get them for you, too.
Before we wrap this up, Trenton, what would you like to add?
I would just add that the FFA group is extremely important in our county. When you think of FFA, a lot of people only see, you know, kids who like to ranch or kids who like to grow plants or raise animals. But when you get into it, it's like a leadership program, and it gives you a boost towards life.
It definitely helps you out with skills that you will need to know in the future. For instance, public speaking, teamworking, work ethic. Those are all things that can help you not necessarily just network, but be able to branch out and just live life, I guess, to the best of your ability.
Outside of the school, you must have plenty of support from the community.
Oh, yes, we have
there's
tons
of support from the community.
We live in an amazing community that supports not only the FFA, but everybody trying to make it here. So it's really awesome that we have the community we do.
I think it's awesome that all of you have come together and all of you are representing FFA. It is the second annual Farm to Table Dinner taking place February 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. We have been speaking with Kendall Boone from Sonora High School, Rachel Davis, Sonora High School, Trenton Bell, Somerville, Caitlin Tucker, Somerville, and Zach Dickerson, Don Pedro High School. Great to see all of you, and I will see you February 17th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.